When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop audio review. Bobby Sessions Manifest. We've never done Bobby Sessions before outside of the single Gold Rolex that has definitely been released. So go back and listen to that single Sunday. But Bobby Sessions, Ken, I'm going to give the people a bio because this dude's relatively new.
Please.
I'm going to read it off of the website Everypedia. Okay, so I just typed in Bobby Sessions wiki, and this is what came up. Okay, so these are not my words. These are the words of whoever wrote this. Bobby Sessions is a legendary rapper from Dallas, Texas. He called himself the legend from Dallas, and he proved it with his debut album, Law of Attraction. While some may say this statement is too boastful for a rapper who just released his debut album, for Sessions is simply speaking into existence what he knows he will achieve as an artist. Early life. Born and raised in Pleasant Grove, Dallas, Texas. Because this thing is directly from the Def Jam thing, and they wrote a lot on him. So I'm just trying to skim through. I'm gonna just leave it there. He got a debut project. He signed a Def Jam, and he considers himself a legendary rapper from Dallas, Texas. I'm gonna say this first and foremost: he's not from Dallas. Mm-mm. He don't sound Southern at all. Ken, listening to the full project, I remember you were saying on Gold Rolex, the voice was a little bit annoying. It is. It didn't bother me that much on that one particular song, but listening to him, you know, on a 12-track joint, it was a little bothersome. It didn't kill it for me. Like, it's not like, oh my God, I can't stand him, but it can get a little annoying a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But again, that's not anything that he could change. It's just a personal preference. Overall, I thought the project was relatively good, but not crazy replay value either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't know. I feel like this project for me is in a very weird space because he's not bad. His voice isn't crazy annoying. The features were okay because it's a project like Rick Ross on the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like a Rick Ross type beat.
Lecrae is
on here.
Rick Ross on the first track. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So I don't know. Like I have more of a question mark than anything regarding Bobby Sessions.
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Hmm.
Bobby Sessions is a plant. Mm. He's a, well, maybe not a plant.
Okay.
That's not it. He's a manufactured rapper.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, it's not that he can't rap or that he isn't, you know, good as a rapper, but it's like he's with Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
They get him these big name features, which is part of the strategy we talked about. That's what you should do. But you call in favors. I think all these artists were on Def Jam or whatever, but you call in favors.
Yeah.
You get these big name artists so people will listen to them and then hopefully walk away with Bobby Sessions. That is a strategy.
Yeah.
But when I listen to the beat selection, the songs or whatever, it doesn't sound like Bobby Sessions had a lot to do with the construction of this album, but more about the label had.
And this
is what we're going to put together.
Yep. You know what? You're right. Because it doesn't have an authentic feel to it. It's like there's no pulse. It's just track after track after track. Mm-hmm. Feature after feature after feature.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You're very templated.
Yes, you're 100% right. And I couldn't wrap my head around what I was feeling, because again, it's not bad.
Right, yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, but it's too polished.
It's too polished. Yep. And again, like what we said with K-Nails, right? Like, give me a little bit of you. And I'm not saying he didn't. He definitely got introspective, but I don't feel him.
Mm-hmm.
Music is how it makes you feel. And Bobby doesn't make me feel anything.
You know what? When I heard Dream More, Doubt Less, that up-tempo bass type music, I was like, I think it's a solid, smart idea. That type of music would do well places. Nobody's really doing that, and it's something that you can easily listen to and start bobbing your head to. I was like, it started to come together. Like, the more I listened to it, the more I liked it. When I first listened, I was like, okay, this isn't bad. But I didn't walk away like, oh, I got to hear that again. But yeah, then it rolls into a celebration of your higher self. Like, this shit is too well put together, man. And, you know, it sounds weird to be a knock, but yeah, it's kind of a knock to me. But I do like tracks. I like Cog in the Machine. I thought that was dope. Yeah. We already did Gold Rolex.
Yeah. I like Luxurious Serenity.
Yeah.
And how it goes into Gold Rolex. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good track too. I think as a rapper, I think he's cool. But yeah, Go Luxurious Serenity. Yeah, that's a dope beat on that. Yeah. And he floated on that shit too.
He did.
Yeah, he really did.
He did. But man, yeah, I think you put it the best. I think you put it the best way. Honestly, Ken, I think we may have to go back to the first one, to the debut. Because I don't know, like, I'm intrigued, but not really. Like, I don't know, I'm so...
I'm not intrigued anymore. I would listen to the first two just to kind of see if there's any type of rawness there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, but I didn't walk away like, oh, he's...
Yeah.
Like next. But, yeah, Distractions of the Flesh, Champagne and a Phantom, that sounds like something people are already doing. It's like they're tailor making this album to sounds that are currently in existence now. That has a very Drake feel to it. Again, it doesn't sound bad. You know, it doesn't sound original. And that's like, you know, and then when you read me the bio and this motherfucker said he was legendary, I'm all for speaking shit into existence. I do it every fucking day.
But you gotta put a little bit of work
in. But bro, you're going too goddamn far.
Yeah. You're going too far too fast.
Exactly.
Because it's like if Benny would have said that shit 8 years ago. And it's like, no. Because I've heard early Benny shit. And early Benny shit sounded like a regular ass rapper that be sending shit to us. And it's not that damn good. But obviously he has grown into who he is as an artist. And now he could say I'm a legend. Or I'm legendary and I'm becoming XYZ. I don't know, man. Like, I'm very mid on Bobby Sessions. I'm as neutral as it can be.
Yeah, me too. But what I will say is that if people listen to it, I do think people will like this album.
100%.
And I think, I don't 100%. Want that to get misconstrued. I really do people will like this album. I think it is a very, very good listen.
And he's not trash.
No,
he's not trash. We're not saying he's trash at all. He is a really good rapper. It's just, I don't know.
There's a bit of an it factor missing for me.
Yes.
Yep.
Like, what? Like what's special? Because it isn't the flow. It isn't the melodies. It isn't the voice. It isn't the beat selection. Like, what is... Why pick Bobby Sessions out of however many other dope rappers I know locally?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like what is it? I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you just pop up on the scene, man. Yeah, this fucking weird. But he's been around since 2018, so they've been working on it. But the Art of Resistance, so it looks like he got, like, some heavy shit. You know, he's about that life. I got to listen to these, and I will listen to these, because the Divided States of America, maybe this is the Bobby Sessions that I need to hear.
Yeah. And that's why I said maybe we got to go backwards.
Revolution, the Art of Resistance EP, and maybe they were like, yo, Bobby, you can't be doing shit like that, bro, if you want to make it. So we need to clean that up.
We're gonna clean it up,
polishing it up, and like, all right, now we're gonna present this version of Bobby Sessions, and not the Bobby Session that wants to burn down America, because we ain't selling albums that way.
So that may be it. But Ken, this joint had 12 songs, 41 minutes. What are some of your favorite joints on here?
Cog in the Machine, mm-hmm. Gold Rolex, Luxurious Serenity. Triple Dotty, I believe, and Distractions of the Flesh.
For me, give me Penthouse Prayers, give me Luxurious Serenity, and give me Gold Rolex. That's all I got. But look, have y'all heard of Bobby Sessions before? Did he just jump into your musical playlist and or whatever? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? We're at a loss for words over here at Dead in Hip Hop. But hit us up. Let us know if we should go backwards and maybe some of his older work is a little bit different. Maybe it would resonate with us. If you have heard it and you recommend it, hit us up on Twitter. And definitely, if you're a patron, $1 gets you in. We also drop video content regarding these podcast reviews. So if you want to see us, instead of just hearing us, go over there and drop a dollar. Also, I want to say thank you guys for the major support. We're doing almost 1,000 downloads a day on these podcast reviews. So to continue to help us grow organically, we just ask you to share with one other person, whether you know them or not, friend, acquaintance, family member, random phone number, we don't care. Just share it with one other person. Help us grow. Also, continue to support us monetarily through Cash App and PayPal. The one thing I can promise you is tomorrow we'll have another review. We out. Peace.